prepaid benefit cards to stop claimants spending their money on alcohol, drugs or gambling habits. It's been called an attack on the poor, but others say it will help those on the margins break the cycle of poverty. The idea was launched at yesterday's conference by Work and Pensions Secretary Ian Duncan Smith.
Lots of families where you might say their payments and support in benefits is enough to keep them kind of above the poverty line. What actually happens is because the money goes on this addiction, the children often when you come across them are living really in malnutrition, often with real problems, not going to school, not proper meals. So trying to, whilst we help them to get over their addictions, make sure they don't get tempted to use that money. So it's paid out of certain shops, they get certain things and can't get other things.
So are prepaid benefit cards a good idea? The cards will only be used for some items in some stores and wouldn't be valid in betting shops or off licences. Is it a way to help the very poorest in our society, or will it stigmatise them? How would you feel if you were forced to use one? Text us on 81771, ring 08459 555 678 or tweet me at Tara Mills TV. Well, businessman and former Northern Ireland Conservative Chairman Erwin Armstrong is at the Tory Party conference and Daniel Waldron campaigns on unemployment. Erwin, can I ask you first of all, is this not going to be very humiliating for people on the cards?
Well, I think we have to understand that this is not a general card that goes out to everybody. It will be targeted specifically at families who have already identified by the social services as being problem families with alcohol addiction, with gambling addiction. And what this is trying to do is to make sure that the welfare payments are used to buy food for the family, and you know that they get as much of the money as possible directed to where we think it really should be, and that's looking after children and other members of the family. As I understand it, and obviously this is early stage, it is very much based on an Australian model that has been used for some time. It is working in Australia, and I think that's probably why they are looking at it here. And the fine details have not been ironed out at this stage. But as I understand it, not all of the money will be restricted in that way. There will still be a part of the money that can be used as cash. So it really is just trying to direct people to spend money on the essentials in life, like, you know, food, heat, etc., etc.
But if people have been targeted or it's represented or recognised that they have a problem, is this a fair way? Is that the way to help them?
Well, I think if you are an addict and there is a compulsion for you to follow your addiction and spend money on drugs, to spend money on gambling, to spend money on alcohol. And if you can direct people away, and I don't see that this is actually going to completely stop them doing something. It's just making sure more of any welfare benefit they have is actually applied to looking after their families and those things that we would call the essentials of life, rather than spending it in other ways which doesn't benefit the family. And I think if it's targeted in that way through the social services identifying problem families, it can only help. And I know there were instances in Australia where families actually came and said, can we have one of the cards to help us budget, so that you can't go out and spend all of your money on one day, that is spread over a period of time as well to enable them to budget a little bit better. So you can't go and spend all your money in gambling on one day. You can actually only spend a little amount of money at the time. And I think those things are there. I mean, it's an unfortunate fact of life that there are problem families. And I think it's up to us as a society to try as far as possible to make sure that children are looked after. I mean, I see this very much as being about families. I don't see it really as being about so much targeted at individuals.
Daniel, just want to bring Daniel in. I mean, it sounds like a good idea, protecting children, making sure that they get the food and the clothes that they need and the money isn't squandered somewhere else.
Well, I have to say, I find it particularly galling to listen to Tories, to listen to the likes of Ian Duncan Smith suggest that this is about preventing child poverty.
Oh, we're just having problems hearing you, Daniel. Just try that again for us.
Yeah, Tara, I find it particularly galling to listen to a Tory, you know, talk about this being about child poverty whenever they have implemented a welfare reform programme which has driven 100,000 children into poverty in Britain already, and they've got further plans to further develop that agenda. I think that in reality, this is part of an agenda to try to stigmatise people on benefits, to try to say that they're scroungers, that they're the problem in society, so that we don't look at the Tories' fat cat friends, the bankers and the speculators, who of course are not accountable to anyone for how they spend their £1 million bonuses, despite the fact that we bailed them out.
But surely it is targeting a very small number of families where there is a problem, and perhaps a partner in the house might be quite happy to have the money restricted on what could be spent. They might want to see it spent differently on the children.
I certainly am not opposed to this being an option for people who are struggling with those kinds of problems, alcohol addiction, gambling, and so on. But I think in reality, it's not going to work. I think the way that you deal with issues like that is by giving people proper healthcare treatment, therapy, and so on. And of course, those are the very things which are being cut to the bone by the austerity agenda of this Tory government.
Armin Armstrong.
Sorry, I was just going to say, I mean, this is a ramp against policies which are designed to get people back to work. They're not actually...
So get people back to work? Get them into what jobs, Irvine?
1.8 million people have gone back to work.
And it's
completely successful within the...
Do you mean the jobs, half of which are actually people who have been forced out of contracts declaring themselves self-employed? Do you mean the jobs which used to be in the public sector, which are now low-paid jobs in the private sector? Are those the 1.9 million jobs you're talking about, Irvine?
I am talking about 1.8 million jobs created in the private sector that don't have to be paid out of the taxpayers' money. That is exactly what I'm talking about. And anything that gets people back to work, gets the economy moving, why would you oppose it? I mean, that is normal. But that's not really the subject we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about...
You brought it up, Irvine, but it's a lie.
No, you did.
Let's keep it simple. Irvine, I'm just interested, though, in terms of the card, is there not a potential for massive stigmatisation if you have to go into the shop to get something and you have to produce this card? It's basically saying, I have a problem, I am an alcoholic, or I have a gambling addiction. Is that not a pretty severe punishment to put people up against?
Well, I think you have to put it in context. You know, are we better off protecting children, or are we better off worrying about whether people might feel a little bit embarrassed about buying food, about buying the essentials of life? To me, I will always go on the side of protecting children. And
that's the case, Irvine, why is your government implementing welfare reform, which has already driven 100,000 children into poverty? This is nonsense. It's window dressing, and it's an attempt to stigmatise the poor.
It is absolutely not an attempt to stigmatise the poor.
Answer the question then, Irvine. Why did your government support a welfare reform agenda which has driven 100,000 children into poverty? It's a very simple question.
If you'd allow me to speak, I will answer your question, but interrupting me all the time doesn't help. The point that you're making, and I, by the way, don't necessarily accept it's driven 100,000 children into poverty. You know, there are many, many figures out there, and what we have actually got now is a situation where people who are in work are not getting paid less than people who are on welfare benefits. And I think, you know, society as a whole is not here to support welfare as a lifestyle choice. And for some people, it is a lifestyle choice. And now, let me finish.
Just let him finish his point, Daniel, and then we'll come back to you.
Irvine, go ahead.
For lifestyle choice. And I recognise there are many, many people where that is not the case. But we cannot ignore the fact that there are many people where it was the case, where it was... they made more money by being unemployed than they actually did by getting a job. And that's not fair to the taxpayers of the country. You know, every penny that's spent on welfare, every penny that's spent by the government, it's not the government's money. It's actually somebody somewhere had to pay tax to enable that money to be spent. So,
can I just make the point that whenever Irvine talks about people making more money on welfare than they have in jobs and so on, first of all, I'd like to make the point that whenever those figures are referred to, the vast bulk of that tends to be housing benefit, and it's actually not going into the pockets of those families, it's going into the pockets of private landlords, which is a result of this government and the local executives' failure to build social housing. But also, isn't it interesting that while this government is determined to cap income on benefits, it fought tooth and nail to prevent a cap on bankers' bonuses? Doesn't that say everything about the class interests which this government represents.
Daniel, just... Irwin, just a minute. Sorry, I want to come back to Daniel a minute. Just to correct you also, it's Irwin, not Irvin. Just to for the rest of the interview, if we get his name right. But, Daniel, is it fair enough to say, look, this is public money, it's there, it's supposed to be a safety net for people, and it shouldn't be spent on gambling and drink and drugs? Is that not a fair point, that you want to protect the children in our society, make sure that those children in poverty that you're talking about are getting what little money is available to them, and that it is going in the right direction? Surely that is a good idea.
Well, look, Tara, I was on benefits for a while after leaving college. Like, you know, I know what the reality of that is like. And quite often, I remember having to make choices about whether to eat or to heat my home. And that is the reality for the vast majority of people on benefits. Are there people on benefits who have problems with alcohol and so on? Is there a small minority of people who have those problems? Of course. But I don't think that what the Tories are talking about here is the solution. I don't think it's going to be the solve problems. Like, I think the evidence is that whenever schemes like this have been implemented, actually what you see is potentially, you know, an increase in crime and other social problems. Rather than patronising people, we should be investing in healthcare and social services in order to actually tackle the roots of these problems. And of course, part of the reason why people have alcohol problems and so on whenever if they're in long-term unemployment is because of just the crippling, you know, soul-destroying effect that can have on people. So let's invest in actually creating jobs rather than driving people further into the mud.
OK, just stay where you are for a minute. Let's hear from John in Dunamana. You want to know where the cards could be used, John?
Good morning, Tara. Yes, where are these cards going to be available? Are they going to be fit to use in Asda, Tesco, Sainsbury's, things like that? Or are they going to be small local stores where you would pay far more for stuff than you would in a big supermarket? You know, at the end of the day, these cards, I feel, are going to be a form of stigmatisation. You know, it's literally like singling out. We're nearly taking back to the 1930s, whenever the Nazis made Jews wear yellow stars. You know, it's an absolute disgrace. The Tory government are a disgrace. And anybody, you know, I'm listening there to Irvin Armstrong and everybody else in the DUP. The whole lot should hang their head in shame. They should stand up and fight for the poor and the working poor.
Irwin, has John got a point there?
No, I don't think, because this is not actually a cut in welfare. In this particular case, it's just trying to make sure that the welfare is used for families, for children, that they're not going hungry or doing without because one of their parents happens to have an addiction.
But with the policy, I mean, surely they're suffering enough if one of their parents has an addiction. Would the policy not have been better presented hand in hand with some sort of help, with some sort of social programme or some sort of health programme? We may well stigmatise you when it comes to the shops, but we're going to try to help you as well. Would that not have been a more sensible approach?
But there are many, many, many programs to try and help people who are gambling addiction with alcohol addiction. You know, we're talking here about people who have not either managed to take advantage of the programs that do exist or have failed. You know, we're looking at a situation here. This is not targeted at people who have actually gone and got their addictions solved. You know, so this is as a last resort where they have been identified as not taking part in or taking advantage of the many programs that do exist. And I think, you know, and I go back to it, you know, and it doesn't matter what everyone else is going off in tangents. This is designed to ensure that welfare benefits in families actually go to feed, clothe children, give them a home environment where at least they are getting the basics that they deserve. And to try and take it in as part of welfare cuts is completely nonsense, because it's not cutting anything. It's just trying to redistribute how the money is spent within those problem families.
But is that the way to do it? Is that the way to have some sort of special card that only certain people will have and have to go in public and show that card?
Well, you know, I'm quite open to listen to anything, and our party is quite open. So if anybody has better ideas, what they're looking at here is something that has been tried in Australia. It has worked, and people have benefited from it. So, you know, to say that it won't work, you know, and I recognise there are problems, you know, that have to be ironed out to make sure that people don't take advantage and, you know, cards can't be used by the people who don't actually have them, that they'll have to have some sort of identification, because, I mean, it's obvious that if they don't, there are are ways in which criminals can get involved or drug dealers can get involved. And you know, but what we're looking at here is a principle. The outworking will, I assume, be heavily based on the experience in Australia, where it has been successful.
Okay. John, let me just bring in some more callers now. John in Belfast, what do you think of it?
Hello, Tara. I think it is an absolute disgrace, and it's come back at the Victorian times, workhouses times. They've done a cap on all benefits is capped. Child benefit is being capped. Working tax credits is being ticked. Now, they're going about these cards. If people who have a drink or drug problem and they're so dependent on them drinking the drugs, all they have to do is go to a local shop with their card, buy the groceries, and then sell them at half the price for their drugs or for the drink.
Well, what would your answer be then for people who do have a problem? If the card's not the answer, what is? Because surely the principle is a good idea to try to get the money going to where it should be going, which is to the family.
Well, I would ask Durbin the question. Taxpayers bailed out the banks. So those banks that the taxpayers bailed out, if there's anyone employed in those banks who have a drink or drug problem, are they going to get a card?
Irwin?
Well, if they're on welfare, yes, they would.
No, Irwin, we bailed out taxpayers' money, bailed out the banks.
I think the point that your callers are making is perfectly valid.
Drink or drugs or anything else, are they going to get a card?
If they're on welfare...
Welfare now. This is about taxpayers' money being used when it shouldn't be used for different purposes.
Sorry, I don't understand the question, because if you're not on welfare, how can you get a card?
Well, he's saying that if the government has bailed out the banks and the government is in some way paying the salaries of a banker who has a drink or drug problem, should they not be stigmatised as well?
That's the point he's making. Yeah, no, I don't really understand the point, because if you're not in welfare, how can you have one of these cards? I mean, they are only for people who are have problems with addiction, and I can only assume that if you're a drug addict or an alcoholic, you're not going to maintain a job for very long, because those would serve to make you not be employable. I really don't understand what the question is.
The question's quite simple, Irwin. So it is. And another thing, it's not just people with drink or drugs or gambling problems. He also slipped in people who are in debt.
Is that part of the policy, Irwin?
That's not a part I've actually heard. The policy has been in addictions, so I didn't hear anything about debt.
Ian Duncan Smith, yesterday I listened to it. Ian Duncan Smith mentioned drink, drugs, gambling, and people in welfare are here on debt, in debt, and can't afford to feed their children because they're paying off debt collectors, etc., etc.
I just want to come back to John a minute. What is the answer then, John? What would you suggest? Do you think we should just pay out benefits and people spend them on whatever they want to spend them on?
Well, people, in an ordinary context, they're on about, Northern Ireland is a low-wage economy. There is hardly no work at all in Northern Ireland except for part-time work. And those people who are in low-paid get paid tax credits. So the taxpayer is subsidising big business to employ people in low wages. What? And then they turn it around and blame the people who are unemployed. You can't get a job.
Okay, listen, thanks for that call. Let's hear from David now. You think it's a good idea?
Yes, it is a good idea. The same system is basically working over in the United States, in the state of Delaware. It's on what they call the welfare to work scheme, where your benefit payments can only be cashed in certain stores, the like of Tesco, Asda, and that sort of thing. You can only pay for sort of what they call gas and heating and that type of thing. So it can't be spent. They had a big major problem with drinking drugs in Delaware. The benefits were going on those, and the children were being very badly affected.
And has it worked there? Do you know? Have you personal experience of it?
Yes, it has. It's been going there for quite some time now, and the studies have shown that something like 80%, almost 80% of the people who were on benefits have actually got themselves a proper job, for want of a better expression, a job, and they've come off benefits. But they also found that as far as the welfare for the children out there has had improved vastly, because the money was actually being spent on food and what it was supposed to be spent on.
David, just stay for the minute. Steve, you're a recovering alcoholic, is that right? Do you have a view on this?
Yeah, I feel this card business will push addicts, alcoholics, drugs, whatever, it'll push them into denial that they actually have the problem.
Why do you think that? In what way?
Well, if you're going to be labelled, you know, for somebody who's an addict and they're going to be labelled, they're not going to like it. And people who are suffering from alcoholism or drug addiction, if they think that they have to be subjected to something else, alcoholism just doesn't happen. There's something in somebody's life that alcoholism comes into their life. You know, it's there.
Well, when you were suffering, if you were in that situation and you were given one of those cards, what would you think about that?
Well, an earlier caller said, I would be taking somebody else in with me. They would get the food and I would get the booze. The other person would buy the booze and I would give them the groceries for the bottle of booze.
Erwin Armstrong, that's the fundamental problem, isn't it? I mean, with the best will in the world, there's going to end up being a black market of some description here, is there not? People will be very desperate to get whatever it is they're addicted to.
Yeah, I don't think we can say there won't be problems and issues. I mean, all I can point to is the fact that in Australia it has worked, and your other caller mentioned Delaware where it has worked. So there are obviously some solutions to the problem. If people want to get into illegal activities to do these things, you know, you can only go so far with any legislation. People will always try to do things which they shouldn't be doing. But if it helps the vast majority of people, then I think it's a policy that's worth looking at very, very closely.
Steve, what would your answer be, just briefly? Hi, Steve, are you still there?
And comfortable, yeah. And all the rest of it. The bad parts aren't reported. Of course, they'll report the good bits. They'll not report the people who are still suffering, the families that are still suffering, and the children not getting fed, and all the rest of it. You know, I mean, they'll report the good things. But the only people who can report the bad points of it are, like, if the Alcoholics Anonymous or these drugs, go into those people and ask them the results of all these things. Are they getting more people in denial?